especially during the Christmas season.
不管是在教会里面也好，
whether I'm in the church，
或者是在你自己平常的每天的生活当中也好，
or during my normal living，
也许你受了这种气氛的影响，
because you've been impacted by the atmosphere，
你忙着进出购物中心，
you've been busy going in and out of the shopping centers，
好像染了这个喜气洋洋喜气洋洋的这个味道。
It seems like you have been influenced of the happiness of the season.
因为圣诞节的颜色是什么颜色啊？
So what is the color of the Christmas?
你们刚才看到诗班他们姐妹们穿的衣服就知道了。
You saw what the sisters wore, then you know what the color would be.
红色总是让人好像有点喜气洋洋。
The red stands for happiness and joy.
也许你没有这种。不受到这种感染。
Maybe you have not been influenced by this kind of atmosphere.
因为你生活中有很多的艰难。
Because you have some difficulties in your life.
那么这种气氛给你带来的是伤感。
So actually you feel sadness during this season of joy.
而不是喜气洋洋。
And it's not happiness.
不管怎么样。
No matter what.
不管这个商业气息有多重。
No matter how much of the commercial atmosphere was.
但是耶稣基督降生是一个很重要的 事情。
But yet, the birth of Christ is such an important matter.
如果没有主耶稣降生，
if Christ has not been born,
也就没有十字架。
Then there's no cross.
如果没有十字架，
if、
就没有荣耀的恩典。
Then there is no glorious grace.
所以耶稣的降生是必须的。
So the birth of Christ is necessary.
我们也知道耶稣基督的降生不是圣经里面最重要的信息。
We also know that the birth of Christ was not the most important message in the Bible.
我们知道这是必须的。
We know that it was necessary.
但是四福音中我们可以看见只有马太福音和路加福音有记载主耶稣诞生的事情。
In the four Gospels,Only Matthew and Luke have recorded the birth of Christ.
但是总共只有四章。
Only four chapters.
那么马可跟约翰都省略了。
The Gospel of Mark and Gospel of John have omitted this.
也许我们可以看，这是一个开始。
Maybe we can see that this is just the beginning.
但是我们从圣经上面看见，他讲了主耶稣诞生的事情之后，很快的他就进入了耶稣在地上的事情。
But yet we have seen.Briefly mentioning about the birth, then they enter what Jesus has done on this world.
就讲他的受洗和他在地上传神国的福音。
It talks about his baptism and his gospel spreading.
连他在幼童的时候发生的事情。
Even while he was a child.
或者是青少年时候的事情。
Or a young youth.
圣经就是用一两句话就把他带过去了。
The Bible only gave one or two sentences.
不过。我们今天还是花一点时间，我们来看一下，再看一下关于耶稣诞生的事情。
However, today we're still going to spend some time to look at the birth of Christ.
刚才你们已经读过路加福音第二章，现在我要请你们读马太福音第一章。
So we have just read the book of Luke. Now, please turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章十八节到二十三节。
Matthew chapter 1:18.
到二十三节，十八节到二十三节。
Chapter 1, verses 18 to 23.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱她，想要暗暗的把她休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就。”是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。好，我们就念到这里。在这里讲到主耶稣诞生的事情。
Here we talk about the birth of Christ.
然后我们要注意的就是主耶稣在他还没有出生以前就已经被起了一个名字叫做耶稣。
So we have to pay attention to before his birth, he was given the name of Jesus.
那我们也知道主耶稣的诞生是一个很荣耀的事情。
We also know the birth of Christ is such a glorious event.
因为是玛利亚是个童女。
Because Mary was a virgin.
那么以色列人跟我们的习俗不太一样。
The Israelis, culture is different from ours.
在那个时候，他们如果许配了一个女子，如果许配了一个男的。
If a young girl, young woman is given to a man,
他们就叫做夫妻了。
They will be called.
跟我们现在的订婚不一样啊。
If it's not like what we have done.
现在的订婚呢，有的时候年轻男女还可以解除婚约。
Now after engagement, you can still break the engagement.
但是在当时当他们许配了之后就已经是夫妻的名分
了。
但是他们不可以同房。
However, they cannot sleep together.
要经过一年之后那么这个丈夫的才能来迎娶他的妻子。
It has to take 1 year before the husband can receive the wife.
如果在那个时候他们分开了
If during that period of time they parted,
照犹太人的律法，他们是离婚。
According to the law of the Israelites, then that would be a divorce.
那么圣经上告诉我们说，玛利亚怀了孕。
Then the Bible said Mary was pregnant.
从圣灵怀了孕。
It's through the Holy Spirit.
对当时的社会来讲，玛利亚是站在一个很危险的一个地步。
So at this time period of time.Mary was in a very difficult predicament.
所以他的先生约瑟就觉得说不要让他有被羞辱就暗暗的把他休了。
So the husband Joseph do not want her to go through such embarrassment.
但是天使就告诉约瑟。
But yet the angel told Joseph.
他说因他所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
Her baby, the pregnancy is from the Holy Spirit.
他将要生一个儿子你要给他起名叫耶稣。
And his child shall be born, and she should be named Jesus.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Because he's called the safest people from the world of sin.
所以在这里就说明了主耶稣他诞生他的任务是什么。
So right now is specified the purpose of Christ's birth.
因为他要将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Because he's called the safest people from the world of sin.
所以他的名字叫做耶稣。
This is why his name is called.
其实也很像我们做父母的，有时候给小孩子起名字，对不对
？It's also similar to how we take names for our children.
有的时候你看有的人的小孩的名字，你知道他的父母亲对他的期望，就是希望他将来做个医生。
From the name of the Chinese name, you can know that sometimes the purpose of his life.
或者将来他希望他将来做一个很正怎么讲？一个正人君子。
Or the name. Saying that he will be a real gentleman and an honest person.
主耶稣也是一样，在他还没有出生以前，神借着天使给他取了一个名字，叫做耶稣。
The name Jesus serves the same purpose. The angel named him.
就是要叫他把他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来。
And his name is to bring his people out of the world.
接下去另外一件事情，他的另外一个名字叫做以马内利。
Another man is called Emmanuel.
这是他要完成的事情。
It's what he should be completing.
就是神要与人同在。
So that God can be with man.
神要与人同住。
God will live among people.
人因为有罪。
Because man has sinned.
这个罪性是从亚当延下来的。
The sin was extended from Adam.
所以使人和神有着一种所谓的敌我之间的矛盾。
So there is a conflict, a gap between God and man.
是不能合在一起的。
And it cannot be united.
因为神是圣洁公义。
Because God is righteous and faithful.
他不能有一点点的罪。
He cannot have a blemish of sin.
所以我们跟他有敌我之间的矛盾。
So it actually is opposition to the two roles.
那我们再翻到路加福音第二章，我们刚才所读的。
So let's turn back to the Gospel of Luke chapter 2.
在第八节到第十四节中间，我们就看见天使向牧人报的信息。
From verses 8 to 12, you see that the shepherds have brought good tidings to man.
第十节，那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。”
Verse 10 says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'"
不是只有对以色列人。
It's not for only the Israelis.
也不是只有对犹太人。
It's not only for the Jews.
是对所有的人。
It's for all the people.
好，我们再看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
就是忽然有一大队天兵，也是这个天使，就从那个原来的天使一起赞美神，说在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So all of a sudden there's a company of angels that said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to them on whom his favor rests.
谁是神喜悦的人呢？
So who are the people that are in God's favor?
神定义要把他自己的平安给这些人。
God has defined that he's going to give the peace to this kind of people.
如果我们还记得主耶稣当他受洗之后，
if we remember once Christ has been baptized,
神亲自在天上开口说话。
God has spoken.
他说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Beloved Son.
那么又有圣灵降在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit landed on him.
所以谁是他所喜悦的人呢？
So who is in the favorable people?
就是那些信主耶稣的人。
Those that believe.
就是那些信主耶稣的人，他有圣灵住在他们里面。
Those that believe in will have the Holy Spirit living inside of them.
他们是神的儿女。
They are the children of God.
就成为神所喜悦的人。
Then they become the people in God's favor.
你是神所喜悦的人吗？
Are you God's favorite people?
如果是从天上来的平安就会归于你。
If you are, then the peace from heaven will be with you.
当我们看到这两处圣经的时候，我们知道耶稣的诞生其实就是神的荣耀。
As we look at through this part, two parts of scripture, Christ's birth is God's glory.
因为他的出生不是从血气生的，
because he was not born of the blood and the body，
也不是出于人的情欲，
and it's also not from man's lust，
更不是人的意志，
and it's not from God's people's will，
而是从神生的，
but it came from God，
所以他的出生是神在彰显他自己的荣耀。
So through his birth God has shown us his glory。
当然这只是开始。
But this is just the beginning.
更大的事情还在他后面。
The most important thing will follow.
希伯来书那边告诉我们说，神要借着他一生受死的苦。
In the book of Hebrew, it says that through his suffering,
就为所有的人尝了死味。
So that he has fulfilled the purpose to die.
我们每一个人死都是为了我们自己。
If we die, we die for ourselves.
因为我们自己的罪。
Because of our sin.
所以我们会死。
That's why we're going to die.
我们没有一个人替别人尝死味。
But we cannot suffer death for another person.
因为我们死了之后，我们没有办法告诉别人死是什么味道。
Because after we die, we cannot tell people what is the feeling of death.
这就是主耶稣他复活的奇妙。
This is the mystery of Christ's resurrection.
他能够告诉我们他为我们尝了死味。
Because he can tell us how he has suffered through his death.
目的是什么？
What is the purpose?
目的是要领更多的人进到荣耀里去。
The purpose is to lead more people into the glory.
我想到旧约的人在旧约的时代，以色列人呢，他们在旧约的时代。
During the Old Testament period, Israelis.
神借着先知给他们带来希望。
God through prophets had brought them hope.
就是弥赛亚，就是救主基督。
That the hope is the Messiah and it will be Christ Jesus.
让他们在国家亡掉之后。
So that when the country of Judah perished.
让他们在被掳到巴比伦，被掳到亚述，在那个痛苦当中。
During the suffering after being captured by the Babylonians.
他们有盼望。
That they had hope.
可惜他们不信。
Unfortunately, they do not believe.
所以他们不懂先知所讲的事情。
So they do not understand what the prophet's message was.
他们不知道耶稣基督的降生第一次是来受苦的。
He did not know that the birth of Christ the first time is to come to suffer.
是要在肉身受苦。
To suffer in flesh.
像我们一样。
Just like us.
那我们现在呢？
How about us?
我觉得我们也应该很感谢神。
We'll have to give thanks to God.
神借着众先知
through the prophets,
还有借着使徒们
through the apostles,
他们确切的话就是这本圣经
their words, which is this Bible,
就告诉我们耶稣降生他第一次来是要在肉身受苦。
It told us his first birth is to suffer on this earth.
他的目的是要带我们进入一个荣耀里面去。
The purpose is to guide us and lead us to the glory.
那我们下面就要思想一下，到底耶稣的荣耀，到底将来的荣耀是什么？
Now we have to think up. What is this glory? What is the glory for us in the future?
当我们一想到荣耀的时候，我们就会想到很大的光，对不对？
When we think about glory, we can think of a big light.
其实当我们在看圣经，我们了解荣耀的意思就是说神把他自己的本性彰显出来。
But we know through the Bible, the glory is that God has shown us his character.
那么什么叫做基督的荣耀呢？
So what is the glory in Christ?
我自己想在圣经里面真的是只有使徒约翰他自己看见了。
In the Bible, it seems only Apostle John has seen the glory of Christ.
我们看一下启示录第一章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1.
也许启示录第一章能够让我们从一个小小的窗口，我们看见窥见，我们的窥到窥见到这个神主耶稣他的荣耀的一小部分。
Through Revelation chapter 1, it will be a tiny window giving us a pigeon look at the glory of Christ.
我们没有办法看见他全部的荣耀。
We cannot see the complete glory in Christ.
不但是约翰没有办法领受。
Not only Apostle Paul, John cannot.
我们也没有办法领受。
We can also cannot.
对不对？我们常常有人，常常有弟兄姐妹告诉我，哎呀，启示录永远看不懂。
A lot of people told me that I can never understand the book of Revelation.
整本启示录就是约翰看见的意象。
It was a vision that was recorded in Revelation.
但是我们很多基督徒我们都看不懂。
But as many Christians wouldn't understand it.
因为我们的心太小了。
Because our heart is so small.
我们没有办法容纳它这么大的东西。
We cannot capture such an enormous message.
所以启示录第一章他就告诉我们是耶稣基督他自己的启示。
So in the revelation it says this is Jesus Christ revealing himself.
是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
It is God who sent him here through his servant to reveal this to us.
那我们来看，
So let us take a look.
约翰是在什么时候看见的呢？
So when did John saw this?
他说我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上，拔摩海岛就是在西班牙外面啊。那么他说当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号。
Especially I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are ours in Jesus was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in spirit and heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet.
就是主日，就是七日的第一日。
It is the Lord's day, it's the beginning of each week.
就是我们现在每一个主日，我们来到教会里面，我们一起在这里敬拜神。
It's the beginning of the week, the day that we come to church to worship God.
约翰因为他传主的福音，所以被关在这个岛上面。
So because John was carrying the gospel, he was a prisoner in the island of Patmos.
他听见了有声音对他说话。
So he heard a voice that was talking to him.
叫他把他所听所看见的写在书上。
Asking him to report what he has seen.
那么这个书啊，就是当时他们用的这个芦苇所做的那个纸啊。
So the book is like a paper made by the wheat.
那么约翰，圣经上告诉我们说，他听见了，他就要转过身来，要看是谁发声在那里说话。
So it says here that John has to turn around. That who's talking to me?
你们如果认识约翰的话。
So, brothers and sisters, if you knew John,
约翰是神所主耶稣所爱的那个门徒。
John is the apostle that Jesus loved.
他常常要不然就是坐在耶稣的胸膛面前。
He sat right on the chest of Christ.
反正他总是跟主耶稣很近。
He's very close to Jesus.
所以他 所以你去读约翰福音的时候，你就会发现它有很多信息跟前面三个福音不太一样。
So you're going to see some difference between the Gospel of John as compared to the other three Gospels.
因为他能够听得见。
Because he can hear Jesus.
他跟主耶稣很近。
He's very close to Jesus.
而且他在圣经里面，我们常常看见有两次哈，他们去打鱼的时候，然后他就说是主。
So a couple of times when they were fishing, he said, "He is the Lord."
他认得出来。
Because he recognized the Lord.
但是我们在这里好像看不出来，他认得出来，他想要知道是谁发声说话。
But here, he did not recognize that. He was wondering who was talking to him.
我想这是主耶稣他荣耀的声音。
And that's because Jesus' the glorious voice he cannot recognize.
我们没有听过。
We have never heard it.
因为他形容，他说好像大声音如吹号一样。
Because he described it as it's like a voice like a trumpet.
然后接下去后面他又说好像众水的声音。
And then he described it again as it's just a flow of water.
但是他要转过身来看看到底是谁在那里讲话。
So he has to turn around to see who is this person.
他转过身来就看见了一个异象。
Then he saw a vision.
这个意象就是主耶稣的荣耀。
The vision is the glory of Christ.
第一个他看见的是七个金灯台。
He saw seven golden lanterns.
然后他看见有一位好像人子的在七这个灯台中间。
Then he saw someone like the Son of Man in the middle of the lampstand.
这个七灯台代表教会。
The seven lampstands stand for churches.
就是他在教会当中。
So in the midst of the church.
这么多年了，从他复活之后一直到现在，我们看见主一直扶持着他自己的教会。
From his resurrection till now, we can see how the Lord has been with the churches.
如果我们继续读第二章、第三章的话
，If we continue to read chapter 2 and chapter 3,
他一直在看护着他的教会。
He has persistently watched over his churches.
虽然有异端在他们当中。
Even though there is antichrist in the midst.
虽然有软弱在他们当中。
Even though there are weakness in the midst.
但是他的眼目一直没有离开过教会。
But his eyes is never away from the church.
他一直在看顾着教会。
He is always watching out for the church.
约翰看见一个人好像人子一样。
Jesus saw, John saw.This, the person is like the Son of Man.
这个跟他在约翰福音里面所讲的那个人子是一样的。
It's the same as what he talked about as the Son of Man in the rest of the Gospel.
约翰在异象中看见的那个耶稣就是那位曾经降世为人的耶稣。
Who Jesus, John saw, the Son of Man, is the same as the one that was given birth.
就是约翰在约翰一书里面所做的见证，他说是我们亲眼见过，我们亲手摸过，我们也跟他一同生活过的。
This is why John has testified in the first book of John that it is the one that we have touched, we have seen.
同样的一位。
It is the same Christ.
接下去他让我们看见他身穿长衣。
And we continue to see that he has a long staff.
胸间束着金带。
And he is with a golden sash.
就好像在出埃及记最后那个大祭司的样子。
It's just like in the book of Exodus describing the high priest.
所以我们真的是能够想到希伯来书那边告诉我们说他是不停的永远的在那边替我们说话。
So we can see from the book of Hebrews as recorded that Jesus continued to talk for us.
让我们知道他是长远的活着代表我们说话。
So that we can have hope that he's always speaking to us.
我们会软弱。
We are going to be weak.
我不知道你们会不会软弱。
I don't know whether you can be weak.
我会软弱。
I have been weak.
有时候我就在想，如果我哪一天我到了神那边的时候。
If one day when I go up to heaven to see God.
他问我。
He asked me.
他说你在地上干嘛？
So what have you done on earth?
我想有的时候我不知道该怎么回答。
So I don't know how would I answer that.
但是我有一个把握。
But I have one thing.
就是这位长远活着的耶稣。
That this ever living Christ.
他会替我讲话。
He will speak on behalf of me.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们救恩的把握。
This is our faith in salvation.
然后我们再看他的头发。
Then we look at his.
他说他看起来像羊毛。
the hair is like white like wool.
像雪一样白,
white as snow.
对犹太人来讲,
it stands for people with lots of wisdom.
真的让我们知道耶稣他是无所不知的。
Jesus knows everything.
这就是他的荣耀。
This is his glory.
然后我们再看他的眼目。
Then we continue to look at his eyes.
他说如同火焰。
It's like blazing fire.
好像什么都可以看得见。
It's as if he can see everything.
没有一件事情可以逃过他的。
There's nothing that can escape him.
他是无所不在。
That's omnipotence.
我们只看到这里, 只看到他眼睛,
we just look at his eyes.
还没有往下看,
we haven't seen anything yet.
你知道, 对我们基督徒来讲, 我们是一个安慰, 也是一个把握。
For us Christian, it is a comfort and it's also a satisfaction.
我们也很感谢神, 他把他自己显明给约翰看见。
We're very grateful that Christ has revealed himself to Apostle John. And ask John to record it.
接下去我们就看到他的脚,
then we look at his feet.
他的脚好像在炉中锻炼的光明铜一样。
They were like bronze glowing in a furnace.
这是他的全能。
This is his omnipotency.
因为圣经上告诉我们说他要把他的仇敌踩在他的脚凳下面。
Because he's going to put his enemy under his foot.
象征他的大能。
To stand for his power,
能够胜过仇敌,
that he can be victorious over his enemy.
在诗篇里面有些地方当他讲到仇敌的时候, 他是用单数的。
So that in the book of Psalms, when he talked about enemy, it was in singular.
有的时候是用多数的。
And sometimes it's in plural.
如果是单数的话, 可以让我们想起只有一个仇敌。
So if it's singular, we can only think of
这个仇敌是谁呢?
So who is this one enemy?
就是那位抵挡主耶稣的。
Is the one that is the Antichrist.
然后接下去我们看他的声音。
Then we look at that, read about his voice.
他的声音像重水的声音。
It's like the sound of rushing water.
象征着他的声音是不停的。
It says that his voice is continuous.
我们可以听见。
We can hear them.
最起码约翰听见了啊，而且是可以顺服的。
And we can be obedient to that.
他手里拿着七星。
And in his hand, right hand, he has seven stars.
是教会的使者。
And it is a messenger of the church.
那么这里有很多不同的解释,
and there's different kind of explanation.
不过不管是怎么样解释,
no matter how you explain it,
那么这是代表教会的使者。
It stands for the message of a church.
所以有的人认为就是教会的牧者。
And some people think it is the pastors.
或者是教会的长老。
Or the church's elders.
其实他手里面拿着七星, 对教会来讲是一个安慰。
And for him to have the seven stars in hand.
所以我们知道这些人是被神管理的。
So we are under the rule of God.
一方面我觉得一个在教会里面做牧师或者长老的, 他必须要知道这件事情。
For a pastor, an elder, you must know.
他是在耶稣的手中的。
It is you are in the palms of Christ.
他怎么可以在这个世界上随随便便的在教会里面随便乱来。
So how can you not obey the Lord?
也让我们看见主耶稣他真的是一直保养顾惜他自己的身体。
This is another evidence of how Christ cares about his own body.
这是在以弗所书第五章那边告诉我们的。
In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, he says this.
他说他总是保养顾惜他自己的身体。
He will always care about his own body.
所以他告诉我们做丈夫的, 你要 总是保养顾惜你的太太。
This is why husband, you have always been caring about your body, who is your wife.
是丈夫的，听到了没有?
Husband, did you hear that?
听到了举手。
Raise your hands if you will.
哎，还没完了。愿意照着去做的，继续把手举起来。
If you want to continue to do it, keep your hands up.
这不是我的话, 这是主耶稣的话。
This is not my words. This is
是借着保罗写出来的。
Through Apostle Paul.
他口中有意见,
and he has a sharp sword in his mouth.
象征着他的审判,
it's like his judgment.
和他的战胜,
and his victory.
他征服了仇敌,
he has conquered the enemy.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我们真的是在这个世界上，我们知道我们可以胜过我们的罪。
So brothers and sisters, you know that we can conquer our sin.
也许需要时间。
Maybe we need time.
但是我们必须把我们的信心放在主耶稣的身上。
We must put our faith in Jesus Christ.
接下去他说，面貌如同烈日放光。
Then he said his face was like the sun, shining in all its brilliance.
他最后让约翰看见的就是他的面上的光。
The last thing he let John see it was his light on his face.
从他所发出来的，这是最大的光，这是他说是正午的光。
It's like the brilliant light in the high moon.
这就是约翰，这就是主耶稣让约翰看见他得荣耀之后的样子。
This is what John has seen in Jesus Christ after he's been glorified.
这是主耶稣的真体。
This is how Jesus really looked.
我们没有办法想象。
We cannot even pretend to think about
it. 但是我们明白为什么约翰他写约翰一书第三章这边的时候，他告诉我们，他说我们现在是怎么样。
This is why when John wrote the third book of John that this is the present.
我们现在是主耶稣他的儿女。
We are the children of Christ.
将来如何我们还不太清楚。
We do not know what's in the future.
但是有一点我们很有把握的。
But we can be assured of.
就是将来有一天我们见他的真体的时候。
When one day we face his real person.
我们一定会像他。
We will be just like him.
所以约翰说，有这个指望的人，他就会活在这个世界上，过一种圣洁的生活。
This is why, if you have that hope, you will live a righteous life in this life.
我们必须要看见主耶稣的荣耀。
We have to see the real.
我们必须要把我们的眼睛放在主耶稣的身上。
We have to be focused on Christ.
要不然，我们在这个世界上，我们会过着一种很软弱的生活。
Otherwise, we'll be living a very weak life in this world.
接下去，我们看主耶稣他自己怎么做见证。
How did Christ give his own testimony?
那么约翰看见这些事情之后，他唯一的一个反应就是伏倒在地上。
The only thing that John could do after seeing all this was he was on.
圣经上形容他好像死了一样。
The Bible says as if he was dead.
实际上是说他就待在一个，他就匍匐在神的面前，匍匐在主耶稣的面前敬拜他。
Actually, he got on the ground just to worship Christ.
那我们看见主耶稣做什么事情？
So, let's see what Jesus did.
主耶稣就用他的右手按着他。
So, Jesus put his right hand on him.
右手代表能力，右手代表祝福。
The right hand stands for power, and the right hand stands for blessing.
然后他告诉他不要惧怕。
It tells him, do not be afraid.
有姐妹，我们很多时候我们对主耶稣的认识不够。
A lot of times we do not know Christ.
我刚刚说了。约翰只是让我们从一个窗口看见主耶稣一点小小的荣耀。
John only has given us a glimpse of what Jesus is like.
这个荣耀就已经足够让他真的是很勇敢，而且不怕死。
And just this bit of glory has made him not afraid.
不怕从外面来的逼迫。
And he is not afraid from oppression from the outside.
我们从另外一个使徒的身上，我们也看见，就是保罗。
We can also see that in Apostle Paul.
他真的是很勇敢。
He was very courageous.
在艰难的环境，他都硬着头进去。
His most challenging circumstances, yet he proceeded.
我们也看见主耶稣他其他的门徒每一个人通通都寻到。
We can also see the disciples of Christ. Everybody has the characteristic.
因为他们看见主耶稣复活之后的荣耀。
Because they have seen the glory of resurrection.
接下去我们来看主耶稣怎么讲他自己。
Let's see how Jesus talks about himself.
第一个他说我是首先的，我是末后的。
He says I'm the beginning and I'm the end.
我们要比较第八节哈，第八节主神说我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。这个是说他说主神说哈。
Yeah. Here in verse 8 says I'm the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God.Who is and who was and who is to come?
主耶稣他说我是首先的，我是末后的。
So Jesus said, I'm the beginning and I'm the end.
而且我又是那存活到永远的。
And I also the one that lives through eternity.
所以我们知道，这位主耶稣他有那个绝对的能力，他可以创造宇宙万物。
So we know that Jesus has the total power to create. the universe.
他不但能够创造宇宙万物。
Not only can he create the universe.
他也能够托住万有。
And he can support everything that's been created.
他对他所创造的一切，他都有主权的。
He has authority over everything that he has created.
我们人是他造的，所以他在我们身上也有主权。
We are being created by him, so he has authority over us.
万有都是为他造的。
Everything was created.
万有都是靠他造的。
Everything was created by him.
万有都是借着他造的。
Everything was created for him.
有姐妹，我不知道你们有时候碰到一些耶和华见证人哦，这些传他们传讲他们的东西。
Brothers, sisters, sometimes if you run into the people from Jehovah's Witness,
你知道。这个启示录第一章第八节跟第十八节。是耶和华见证人会的人没有办法解释的。
In chapter 1 verse 8 and 18, these two verses cannot be explained by the Jehovah Witness.
因为他们不相信耶稣是神。
Because they did not believe that Jesus is God.
然后他们相信神是不会死的。
And they also believe that God will not die.
但是在这个地方主耶稣不但说他是首先的是末后的他又是那永存的。
But Jesus said here that he is not only the beginning and the end, but he is actually eternal.
他就是告诉我们他是神。
That's because he's God.
妙就妙在后面。
The most wonderful thing is what comes after.
他说我曾死过。
He said, I have died before.
现在又活了。
But yet, now I'm living.
耶和华见证人会的。没有办法把这两节经文把它放在一起。
Jehovah's Witness people cannot connect these two scripture verses.
这一节经文不但讲到耶稣他是神。
This not only talk about Jesus being God.
而且他又讲到说这位神曾经道成了肉身来到这个世界上死过了。
And yet this God became flesh and actually died in this earth.
然后他又从死里复活了。
And then he resurrected from his death.
他所有的行事都是照他自己的旨意行的。
Everything that he done was done by his own will.
我们讲很简单的一句话，就是他爱做什么，他就做什么。
What we simplify this is that he can do whatever he wishes.
他认为什么是好的，他就做什么事情。
Whatever he thinks good, he will do it.
如果我们中间有一个人
If one of us,
他这样子告诉你他说爱干什么就干什么
I do whatever I wish to do.
我在家里面我爱干什么就干什么
I like to do whatever I like to do at home.
我在公司里面我爱干什么就干什么
I like to do whatever I wish in the company.
你们怎么看这个人
So how would you regard this person?
因为我们人是有罪的。
Because we are sinners.
接下去他告诉我们他是永存的。
And following this, he said he is everlasting.
他是在时间之外的。
He is beyond time.
时间不能控制他的。
He is not under the authority of time.
时间是神所造的。
Time was created by God.
在创世纪里面让我们很清楚地看见时间是他造的。
In the book of Genesis, it says time was created.
但是我们人是活在时间之下。
But yet we live within the authority of time.
我们很多时候是以时间来决定我们做事情的先后，还有做事情的轻缓急重，对不对
？We use time as a gauge as to what we want to do and when to do it.
如果一个人他能够真正看见他是属于神的，他能够看见这个神的荣耀，他能够看见主耶稣的荣耀，你知道他对事情的先后缓急轻重，他会改变他的心态。
But if a person truly belongs to Christ and seeks glory and has the faith, then his priority and judgment will be different.
他就会顺着神的心意做事情。
Then he will follow the will of God.
他告诉我们说他曾经死过，现在又活了。
He says here that I have died, but now I'm living.
他很清楚地让我们知道，他胜过了死亡，胜过了罪。
And he says here that he has conquered death and conquered sin.
所以他能够救我们脱离罪的管理。
That's why he can free us from the authority of sin.
他也赐给我们永生，他也赐给我们圣灵，让我们能够在这个世界上过一种得胜的生活。
That we can receive everlasting life and also the Holy Spirit so that we can live a victorious life.
他的血又洁净了我们。
And his blood has cleansed us.
他让我们能够知道我们在这个世界上也能够过一种圣洁的生活。
In this world, we can live a righteous life.
他拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
Also, he holds the key to death.
钥匙是开门关门的，对不对？
He is to open door and close door.
所以他让我们知道他是那个可以将人的身体灵魂放在地狱里面的。
So he is telling us that he has the authority to put us in hell.
他最后的审判
His last judgment.
那些名字不在生命册上的就要进入永远的死亡。
If the name is not in the book of life, will be in eternal death.
信他的人就要永远与他存活。
Those that believe in him will have everlasting life.
我以前看过一个广告哈。
I've seen an advertising before.
这个广告很有意思，他说他有一些问题，关于圣经上的问题。
This advertisement says I have some questions about the Bible.
关于神的问题。
About God.
他有一个问题，他说如果有人能够回答这个问题，我会送他一片地。
He says if you can answer this question, and I'm going to give you a piece of land.
他总共有五个问题。
So he has five questions.
其中有一个问题是关于神的慈爱。
So, the one question is about God's love.
他说如果神是慈爱的神，
If God is love,
他为什么要为人预备地狱？
Then why would he prepare hell for people?
我不知道我们中间有没有人曾经动过这个问题。
So I don't know if any of you have ever thought about that question.
我那时候很想去回他这个广告。
I almost want to answer that question.
因为旁边很多人就想，哎，你回嘛，这样子我们教会就有一片地了。
If you answer that, then our church probably have a piece of land.
我没有回答哈。
I did not answer that question.
你知道地狱不是为人设的。
You know, hell was not created for people.
地狱是为撒旦和他的所谓的喽啰预备的。
So the hell is actually prepared for Satan and his followers.
神爱人。
God loves humans.
他当然不希望人灭亡。
He do not want to see us perish.
他不只是在新约里面讲。
Not only in the New Testament.
他在旧约里面，他借着先知就讲过了。
And through the Old Testament prophets, he has also mentioned that.
所以他在马太福音第25章那边，他这样子讲。
So in the book of Matthew chapter 25, he said this.
他说那些不信他的人，
Those who does not believe in him.
他就要把他们送到那个地方，是为着撒旦和他的喽啰所预备的地方。
He is going to send them to a place that he has created for Satan and his followers.
主耶稣他从死里复活。
God has Jesus has resurrected.From death.
他手上拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He has the key to hate and to hell.
他要我们知道那些杀身体不杀不能够灭灵魂的不要怕他。
He says, "Do not be afraid of those that who cannot kill the spirit."
要怕那一位能够把身体和灵魂通通都放在地狱里的。
Only be fearful for the one that can put the body and the spirit into hell.
教会也是一样。
The church is also the same.
教会是主的身体。
Church is the body of Christ.
阴间的权柄是不能胜过教会的。
The power of hate cannot win over the church.
我们在教会里面会看到一些事情让我们失望。
We are going to see things that happen in church.
不管是从传道人也好。
Even the preacher.
或者是任何一般的弟兄姐妹也好。
Or brothers and sisters.
甚至教会里面有就像启示录第二章第三章里面所说的教会里面有异端侵入。
Even though if there are heresy within the church.
但是神仍然在教会当中行走。
But God is still among us in the church.
他仍然掌管他自己的教会。
And he is still in command of the church.
我们现在活在这个世界上。
As we live on this earth,
我们看到很多的战争。
We see a lot of war.
很多的暴力。
A lot of terrorism.
很多的杀害毁坏。
Killing and destruction.
不停的出现
and continuously,
你从新闻上面你就看到好像一个过了马上就接一个一个过了马上就接一个
you can see that in the media, one after another.
然后我们又看见天气的改变
you also see the changes of the weather.
很奇怪
very funny.
我们也看见人的困难
and we also see the challenges that we face.
我们也看见许多的天灾人祸
we also see disasters and crises.
我们要怎么活在这个世界上
So how do we live on this earth?
如果我们看见了主耶稣的荣耀
But if we have seen the glory of Christ,
我们才能够在这个世界上有真正的盼望
Then we have true hope,
我们才能够在这个世界上有真正的平安
Then we can have true peace in this earth.
主耶稣在四福音里面他用各样的比喻来告诉我们来告诉他的门徒
In the four Gospels, Jesus has reminded us in many, many ways.
要看见的那个是将来的荣耀
and this is the glory in the future.
就像十个童女的故事
It's just like the virgin story.
就像有一个王他为他的儿子娶亲的宴席
It's like also the story about the king that wants to get the bride for the
就像一个家族他分他的银子给他的仆人叫他们去赚钱
and just like the Lord that gave the money to the different servants so that they can make money
都是为了他将来他得国之后的荣耀
It is all for the future of the glory
他也常常讲比喻的时候他说那时候天国像这样子
and sometimes I see talk about this is thatAt such time, the kingdom of God.
那么他的门徒也叫他说，也请他教导他们怎么祷告。
And the disciples asked him to teach them how to pray.
他教他们怎么祷告，他说：愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
主自己也让我们看见，因为他看见那个荣耀。
Because Christ and Lord has seen His glory.
他能够轻看十字架带来的苦难和羞辱。
He has seen the suffering and the bitterness of the cross.
在我们的一生当中，其实我们一生有很多的事情缠累着我们。
There's a lot of things that kept us in boundary in our life.
大的事情有的时候我们会咬紧牙关就过去了。
Some of the big things which bite our tongue and blow through it.
很多时候把我们拖下来的是一些不大不小的事情。
So what is our burden is not the big matters or the small matters.
特别是人际关系。
Especially in relationships.
或者是说在婚姻上面。
Or sometimes it's marriages.
或者是说工作上面
or our jobs.
这些事情很容易会把我们拖累下来
and this will be a burden to our life.
让你觉得你的手没有劲了
it seems like there's no strength in our arms.
让你觉得你的腿会发酸
and our legs will be numb.
就你觉得好像你的手发软
and it seems as if our hands are weak.
听你们这个是什么
So what is this?
这是 depression. 这是忧郁症啊。圣经上有没有讲？圣经上有讲。
The Bible talk about depression.
甚至很多时候你就想 quit, 你说我不干了。
So sometimes you want to quit.
在教会里面也好，在你的工作上也好，甚至很多时候在你的家庭里面也好。
You want to quit the church at your job or sometimes in your
你觉得你的手发软。
You feel like your arms have no strength.
你觉得你的脚发酸，没有办法提起来。
And you feel like your legs cannot walk.
不想去工作。
You do not want to go work.
不想回家。有的人是真的去了工作不想回家。
Some people go to work and doesn't want to come home.
有的人是在家里面不想去工作。
Some people stay home and doesn't want to go to work.
这是 depression.
Well, that's depression.
你需要的是什么？
So what do you need?
你需要的是耶稣基督荣耀的面光。
What you need is the glorious Jesus Christ.
你需要的是他荣耀的面光照着你。
You want his face to shine upon you.
打开你的眼睛。
Open your eyes.
让你能够转眼仰望耶稣。
So that you can turn your face and focus on him.
在你们的诗歌本里面321首，我们打开看一下。
In your hymn book,
这英文歌词，英文的题目叫做 Turn your eyes upon Jesus，
中文是举目注视主耶稣。
他在这里前面讲到一个人，他说我心，我念给你们听哈，我心是否疲乏多苦情，黑暗中找不到光明，仰望救主变得真光照射，生命充满自由丰富。接下去他说举目注视主耶稣， Turn your eyes upon Jesus， Look full in his wonderful face， 就好像约翰看见了，最后他看见他的那个像烈日一样所发出来的光。然后他又说，他说当我们 turn 我们的 eyes， 我们看主耶稣的时候，这个世界上的事情 all and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace。 当我们把我们的眼睛转向主耶稣的时候，这个世界上这些事情就算它发光，这个光也会淡下来。弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们在困难的当中的时候，
Sister, when we're in the midst of the crisis,
我们希望用我们自己的方法来解决这些事情。
Oftentimes we want to use our own methods.
不管是你的婚姻遭到了困难，
whether it's your marriage,
或者是你人际关系遭到了困难，
or other relationships,
或者是你在工作上面碰到了难处，
or you're challenging jobs,
主耶稣是你唯一的希望。
Your only hope is in Jesus Christ.
他所要的就是你转眼仰望他。
What he wanted is just turn your eyes upon him.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Your Lord Jesus, we give you thanks.
你借着你自己的启示，让我们看见你的荣耀。
Through your revelation, we can see your glory.
我把我们弟兄姐妹都仰望在你的手中。
I uplift our brothers and sisters into your hands.
不管我们在生活当中碰到了什么样的难处，
No matter what kind of challenges we are facing in this world.
不管它的难处有多严重，
No matter how serious the crisis could be.
但是我们知道，当我们把 眼睛定睛在你自己身上的时候，
But we know as we focus our eyes upon you.
你让我们看见你自己荣耀的面光的时候，
You have shown us your glorious face.
我们就知道你会救我们。
We know that you will save us.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.